Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker. Soon I'm going to be changing that name to Minister Parker. For now, I am a minister. So it will be instead of Mr. Parker, it will be Minister Parker's Relationship Podcast Advice, FRHL. You know the rest. Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 2. I am back to bring you an episode that I know is the most touchy. It's something that can get you suspended, something that can get you expelled, something that can get you neglected, something that can get you shunned, something that can get your show canceled, you're talking about literally the most touchy subject in the world to this day. Even slavery didn't hit this hard when it came to being such a topic. Like slavery, white people tried to push under the rug a lot, so that way it wouldn't get talked about, and people still try to do that. Even black people now are like, yeah, forget about slavery, which to those idiots, you know, whatever, no one's listening to you guys. But anyway, I'm going to talk about homosexuality. And when I talk about this topic, it is very tough for me to talk about because I have a strong stance on it. And it doesn't have anything to do with my Christian beliefs. My Christian beliefs have hardened what I already stood on. But I want to take you guys back to something. So I want to do a few scenarios and breakdown first, okay? Now, in the beginning, whether you believe in God or you don't, I'm going to go spiritual, I'm going to go regular. Spiritual-wise, think about this. When God made Adam and Eve, he made a man and a woman for a reason. He didn't make Adam and John and Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. Yes, the trickery and everything went down, and yes, all that happened and all that, but they were still able to create kids. God made a man to match with a woman to make kids. That's why we have what's called a penis. And that's why women have what's called a vagina. God made those so they can entwine and create a child. Of course, it's supposed to be through marriage. Marriage is, everything we do is supposed to be marriage. So when I speak on the spiritual aspects, please understand I'm speaking on marriage. So when it comes to marriage, we are supposed to find that right person, fall in love with them, get married, have kids, have a family. This is what God intended from the beginning. Now, I'm going to stop there. Now I'm going to go to people that don't believe in God. Anyone that's atheist. Anyone that just doesn't believe in the Bible or doesn't believe in Christianity. Let's go to the beginning drop, okay? If this was the case, why are there male animals and female animals? Why are there male birds, female birds, male fish, female fish? Why are there male spiders, female spiders, male humans, female humans? Why are there one of each kind? If God intended for a man to be with a man, then how come they can't reproduce? I want you to think about anyone that stands for homosexuality. I want you to really think about this for a minute. If anybody that supports homosexuality, if your parents never met, you would never be here. You understand what I mean? If your parents never met, you would have never been created, right? So let's take away spirituality, because you guys don't like when I get spiritual sometimes, because it's like, oh, I don't believe in the Bible. I don't believe in that part of the Bible. So let's talk flesh here. Let's talk human-on-human interaction, okay? If your parents never met, you would not be here. I don't want to hear my father was the worst father, my mother was the... No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the simple fact that if your parents never met, you would never be here. Even if your father's a deadbeat, your mom's a deadbeat, one abused or the other, you still were brought into this world due to God saying, allow her to get pregnant so that this child could be born. All of us are born from a male and a female. Not one person on the entire planet Earth is born from two males or two women. Never has it been done. Scientists are trying. People are trying, people are pushing, people want this to be the case, but it's not. Transgender, whatever, you still have to do a whole changing and a whole surgery and a whole trying to make yourself have something you didn't have that you was born. God didn't make it to be that way. He never intended for that. We are made from humans to animals. male and female are what create the next. They're what creates the next. If everyone in the world decided today that I would be gay and I would no longer love the opposite sex, or I would no longer have sex, guess what happens? There would be no more kids. If a male decided, I want to be with a male and I don't want to be with no one else, and a female decided, I want to, everyone in the world, say everyone in the world's mind just snapped one day that you only like the same sex as you, right? That means no one ever from here on out would be able to exist. All animals, there would be no more animals. People are over here worried about animals going extinct now. Oh, they're endangered. Oh my God, the eagles are dying. Can you imagine if the female and the male eagle didn't decide to have sex? Guess what? They all dead because they wouldn't be no more created. Are you guys skipping this part? That's what I don't understand. Forget the spiritual aspect. The first thing everyone likes to do is, well, God loves everybody. Yes, he does, but he hates the sin. There is no sin greater than the other. You steal, you're a thief. You kill, you're a killer. You lie, you're a liar. Y'all have at the end if you didn't notice. But think about it. Think about this. I said, let me not go on this in the spiritual aspect, because if I go spiritual, people are going to be like, that's not what it says. And there's scriptures that talk about this. There's scriptures that say that homosexuality is abomination. God has destroyed I'm jumping in the spiritual now. God has destroyed entire nations, destroyed entire worlds, entire cities because of homosexuality. There's scriptures that refers to this all the time. Go look. Look up the story. Just Google. Men try to have sex with angels. Look it up. You don't want to listen to me? Look it up. I didn't write the Bible. I just follow it. Those scriptures talk about it. There's scriptures that specifically say that homosexuality is an abomination. And the first thing everyone likes to do to Christians, once we say we don't believe in homosexuality, oh, they hate me! I'm hated! No, you're not. You're loved. I got a few friends that I know are homosexual. I don't hang with them. I don't associate with them. We don't go out. We don't hang together. Not because I hate them. I don't agree with them. And you know the greatest thing is, they're still welcome to come around. They can still come around the family. They can come to church. They're not hated. But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you. If I stand for something and you walk in my house for what I stand against, I got to tell you, I don't agree with that. If you're a girl and you bring your girlfriend to my house, I got to tell you, I don't agree with that. If you're a man and you bring your boyfriend to my house, I got to tell you, I don't agree with that. It's my house. I'm not going to go to my house with my Bible and say, you need to read the word. It's not fair to do that. I don't force it on you. But yet the world wants to force homosexuality on us Christians. So hypocritical. We love them. There's some Christians out there that I hate. There are some Christians that hate gay people. I don't hate gay people. I got a lot of people that I know that are gay. I don't hate them at all. I love them. But I pray that sin, that what that is, goes away. And the reason I say that, I'll never be able to see some of the family I have a family now. Yes, they can adopt. But your blood, this is your blood. This is your blood. You will never, if you're a female, you will never get pregnant. Unless a surrogate thing happens, or unless you use someone's, you know, I don't want to get into details. But I will never be able to see some of my favorite family members have a child because they're with the same sex. They have to adopt. And yes, I will accept the adoption as, that's my child. But that doesn't mean I have to accept you as who you are. I have to accept them as the child. I don't have an anger towards you. I'm not mad at you. Back in the day, I was terrible. When I seen gay people, before I knew God, I just was like, why be gay? I was bad back in the day. I still ask that question, and I never got a viable answer. All I get is, if you love somebody, you love somebody. Okay? I want y'all to think about this. A man that was a pedophile, this dude raped children, got locked up. In an interview, they asked him, why do you do this? Why do you do this? Why you? He said, this is the way I am. He said, I can't help that I love children. Those are who I love. I'm in love with children. That's what this guy said. You know how sickening that is? sickening. And anyone that looks at it, you ain't gonna defend that. Ain't no one gonna say, I mean, he loves what he loves. Same thing. What is the difference? Tell me what the difference is. God didn't make us to be that way. There's a lady. She fell in love with her dog and wanted to marry him. The country said no. She said, but this is who I love. I love my dog. I only want to be with my dog. When they asked her about sex with her dog, this lady said, I'm not thinking about that now, but in the future, we'll make plans. What? What? And y'all gonna say, she loves what she loves. Leave her alone. It's not you. Oh. Okay. Okay. So won't you leave me alone when I say that I don't agree with it? Why not? Because you guys can't stand it. This world has become so opinionated. You can say Christians are opinionated, but we follow something. We are following something. We are following the Bible. We're following what it says in the Bible that homosexuality is an abomination. So I'm going to rewind this back. Even if you don't know God or you don't care about the Bible, you don't love God or whatever, if you're a female out there and you're lost, well, you may not think you're lost. That's fine. But if you're a female, I want you to just think, and you're with another female, I will never have my own blood child. My own child that I could say, that is little me. Or that is the father. You can't do that because you chose to be with a girl. Yes, you can adopt, but that's not the same as your blood and your flesh. I look at my two sons every day and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving me my two boys. It is fun for me and my wife to look at our sons and say, he looks like you. He looks like you today. Oh, he looks like you. Oh, look at his hair. He got your hair. He got your feet. Oh, he got your hands. That's greatness. But y'all taking that away. I will continue this topic on another time. This is part one. I will continue this. And I'm bringing guests on too. But thank you guys for listening. I know it's going to rub a lot of people the wrong way. But some of y'all rub me the wrong way. But God bless y'all. Check you on the next podcast. Peace.